China now disclosing that 1,700 medical workers are infected with COVID-19, the disease caused by the Wuhan coronavirus, and that six of those medical workers have died of the disease. KCBS's Holly Kwan reporting on the Bay Area drug company that's at the forefront of pushing for a treatment.
1,700 workers is about 4% of China's overall infection numbers. Compare that to the SARS outbreak when 18% of healthcare workers got sick. Nonetheless, the round-the-clock care of patients coupled with a shortage of masks, gloves, and gowns is problematic. Foster City-based Gilead Sciences is right now running one of the most high-profile trials involving COVID-19. Doctors used an antiviral drug first used to treat Ebola, injected it into the first confirmed U.S. COVID-19 patient. His symptoms improved within a day, so now Gilead is stepping up production, even though it's not a definitive cure. But it could help alleviate the chaos associated with the current quarantine method. Dr. Amish Adalja is with Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security.
This is a virus that spreads through the respiratory route. It can spread efficiently. It's more like a 2009 H1N1 event that wasn't able to be contained. And I think that's what we need to do, is move from containment to mitigation and stop focusing public health resources on unnecessary authoritarian measures and really get into trying to fortify our hospitals to be able to take care of these patients.
Meanwhile, the last flight from SFO to mainland China for at least 6 weeks leaves tonight at 10:50. It's a 14-and-a-half-hour flight to Guangzhou. Holly Kwan, KCBS.